After much fanfare, Bank of California Stadium opens to the public this weekend with LA Football Club's first home game. The stadium is architecturally impressive with its rounded overhangs and modern aesthetic, but it only holds 22,000 seats. Now, for some perspective, the Coliseum, the LA Coliseum that's not too far away, holds 93,000 people. Dodger Stadium holds about 56,000. And it's that kind of intimacy with included shops and restaurants and an event center that the owners feel like will make the sporting experience much more enjoyable. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she got a sneak peek of the new venue. She's here with DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Tell us about this stadium. Do you get that intimate feeling that's been promised?
Yeah, you really do. And what makes it feel so intimate is, for starters, it's smaller, and then you have a very steep rake of the seats. So every seat is closer. They have also built in views way beyond the pitch. So you can be sitting there seeing the player while also seeing a view of downtown through a cutoff at one of the corners or a view of the Coliseum.
And you have the big jumbotrons all over the place, and you've got all kinds of food venues and drink venues over there as well.
Yes, absolutely. But I should mention a very important piece to this, which is what's called the safe standing area, where the supporters could stand. And they're very bunched up close together, but safe is the key word. They're going to be cheering. There's going to be a lot of energy in that section. And I think that's going to add to that sense of sort of being part of the game.
In touring this new stadium, you saw some of the food and beverages.
Yes, and I have to say they're very good. For example, duck fat fries brought to you by Beer Belly, barbacoa tacos and chips from Chica's Tacos, Calbee pork sausage and spicy chicken sausage from Soul Sausage. That feeling, like all food in LA, is getting that little bit more foodie, you know? And then the other thing is the way the vendors are located. They are positioned in such a way you can still keep an eye on the game. Peter Guber, who is one of the owners of the team, the main owner, was very involved with the design process, as I understand it. And he really pushed for almost a kind of cinematic approach to design, a processional approach. So you don't leave your seat and go into kind of a dark concourse to go to the vendors. You eat your duck fat fries while keeping an eye on the game, while having a view of downtown off in the distance. Do you see what I mean?
No, I do. And it seems that, because you told me, too, that the fact that the fans played such a key role in putting this all together.
This is an amazing story. We're talking here about a team that didn't exist. There wasn't a manager. There weren't any players. There weren't team colors. There wasn't a logo. There wasn't a mascot. There was nothing. There was the idea of a team, and the team owners were very strategic about this, and they cultivated these supporting clubs, and they would literally go to the office of the architects, Gensler, in downtown, and they would offer up ideas for what they wanted to have at the stadium, like the safe standing area. And as the design unfolded, they were then brought in to actually put on VR helmets, and they would be taken into the experience.
This is virtual reality,
it's
right?
It's virtual
putting the
reality.
Special glasses on.
And they did the same for the players. Listen to the architect, Jonathan Emmett, talk about how they used this also to entice players to join the team.
We were able to use VR and AR to really create a sense of that game day experience for the players. We walked them all the way from their locker room so they could actually walk into the locker room, open their locker, see their jersey hanging in the locker. And then we could actually walk them from the locker out through the field club where the fans would be hanging out pregame, and walk out through the field tunnel onto the pitch.
Oh, that's very immersive. So a game day experience comes this weekend. What can we expect?
Maybe I'm biased because I, like many immigrants in Los Angeles, come from a soccer-playing country.
Football. The original football, yeah.
But I think it's going to be a great addition to the city.
Frances Anderton with today's DNA on ATC. By the way, you can hear DNA every Tuesday, 2:30, right here on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.